Please give it up, Detroit, for Josh Johnson!
There was one day I went to visit my grandma, and there's like a big old like living room type area where people be watching TV or just chatting or reading a book or whatever. And there was, do y'all remember the commercials for like a Rascal? If you don't know what a Rascal was, it was some direct-to-consumer marketing that was going on TV where you were old and you were in your little chair, but they made it feel like a motorcycle. They made you feel like you could really hit that throttle on them, right? And then the you could go off-road with the Rascal, too. Like, you could just be going over tree trunks and stuff like that without tipping and stuff. And so there was a guy who looked like he had a new Rascal, right? And it wasn't going fast for us. Like, if you could walk, it wasn't going fast. But if you were in a wheelchair and you hit that you zoom in, right? And so you could tell he couldn't really handle it because his head was back while he was... So my man's head was like all the way back. Like, he really couldn't look up, and which is crazy because I swear he was going this fast. Like, but my man is like, ah, right? It was incredible. My man is just, ah. You know, and I'm sure in his mind, you know, because everything slows down a little bit as you get older, and now you go in walking speed again and you haven't been walking for a while. So now all of a sudden you're like, wow, this is what I did when I was back in my 80s, right? So, because I don't know how old he was, but he was dusty, right? He was, you know what I'm talking about. Don't do that. I'm not being mean. It's just, at a certain age, no matter who you are, at a certain age, once you hit those like 90, like look, once you get up in the 9 in the front of the number for your age, there's just a level of like, There's a level of ashy that is time. Y'all want to act like y'all know what I'm talking about. But y'all know that sometimes people get flaky. Okay. I'm going to move on. Anyway, so my man is zooming, right? He like, ah, and then on the other side of this corner leading to the living room is this other guy who's like in a proper wheelchair, but it has like some little modifications. So I guess it's not a traditional wheelchair. Like, he's not fully pushing it himself, but it looks like it has like some little levers on it. I don't know what it was, but it felt like a knockoff Rascal. Like, it felt, you know what I mean? Like, it felt like somebody sold him some damaged goods where they were like, no, it's a Rascal. And he's like, I don't see the throttle anywhere. Just keep looking. It's a Rascal. And so he's going like really, really slow. And as they're getting closer, you know those math problems? You know those math problems where like if a train... You know what I'm talking about, right? If a train leaves Detroit at 5... going 60 miles per hour, and then a train leaves Louisiana going 80 miles per hour at 7 o'clock, when will they crash? Because then, even in school, they'd be like, when will it crash? I'd be like, this is a dark. Why can't it just be a delivery or something? This is... You wrote the textbook and you put in crash. Now I gotta figure out when everybody gonna die. I'm not even allowed to warn them in this scenario. But anyway, basically, this dude has, like, he's kind of turning the wheel, but it looks like it's assisted somehow, and the other guy's zooming, and then I'm standing at the corner, and I'm like, who do I try to warn? Because in my head, for a second, I was like, they're going to miss each other because this guy's going way too fast. And then I realized that he's going fast for him. He's going walking speed for us, and then this other guy is going nowhere. Like... very, very slow, right? And then, I'm not proud of it, but it took me so long to make a decision because I was bad at math. It took me so long to make a decision that they did collide when they both got past the corner. The fast one hit the slow one and he tipped. And he didn't tip. This is the worst part, actually. So he didn't tip, like his chair didn't tip, right? He just tipped from getting hit, and then he fell the rest of the way out. But while he was falling, he was hanging on. Like while he was falling, he was like, no! So he's screaming no, like he don't want to fall. And to be honest, I had time to get to him, but I was so shocked that this was happening. And so then he kept falling to the point where one foot was on the ground now. I was like, ooh, you could stand up. There's still time to stand up. But then he had tipped like booty over knee, and then he was hanging, and then the chair was tipping to a point where I was like, the chair gonna fall on you. And then he just sort of let himself spill, but his butt was already on the ground, but he was still screaming like he was in the air. And then he finally let go of the little handle that was at the front, and then he laid back. And I was like, I probably could have done something. Because to be fair, it was going to happen whether I was watching or not. That moment had nothing to do with me. I was just a witness. And that's how I felt about the debate last night. Because whether you watched it or you didn't watch it, okay, I watched the whole thing. I watched it top to bottom. And okay. Everything happened that we, you know, figured might happen. But this is the thing that I guess I can't get over. It happened so quickly. We were worried that like maybe an hour in, Biden might have like a senior moment or something. But he said, no, I'm gonna start slow and I'm gonna ratchet up. Cause early, maybe second question, maybe first question, I can't remember. But he said something. And he was kind of trying to get through it. And when he was trying to get through it, he started looking down while he was trying to get through it. And then he stopped talking. I don't know if there's been a deeper silence in my life than when that man stopped talking. It was still his turn. He had stopped saying anything. And while he was not talking, I was talking. Like while he had been like, right? Like once he got here, when he was looking down, I was like, fall. Just fall. You'll clear this whole thing out if you fall right now. This man has had the nerve to fall every day. Except that day there. I'm yelling at the screen, fall! If that man had fallen, we'd be having a different conversation right now, right? If he had fallen, they would have scooped him up on a stretcher, would have been like, look, the president had a great answer ready, but you know gravity is a Republican, so the odds were stacked against him. He's brave for even showing up against that red Republican elephant ass gravity. Oh. It was insane. I felt like I was going crazy because this is the thing that's infuriating, right? And I'll probably come back to it in a second, but the thing that I cannot get out of my head is that we all knew, and everything that happened is what we said would happen, and now pundits are talking to us on TV, on like legacy media, talking about what happened the way that we talk about what was gonna happen before it happened, and they want to convince us that they're worth watching. You ever tell somebody a story and then time passes and then one day they try to tell you your story like you didn't tell them the story and you look at them like either you crazy or you think I'm crazy because I told you that. You're not bringing me any new information. That's what it feels like. It's like after the debate, I watched the after debate and they were like, you know, he is older. These are the same people, by the way, who have been like, no, we have to chase him around the White House. We can barely keep up with them. And I knew they were lying then. Because that's the thing. It's like he did so poorly. It fully distracts from the fact that Trump didn't do well either. But you know how, okay. One time, I was with some friends, and we were headed to a party. We get there, and there's like two more friends that we're waiting on, and one of them is supposed to bring all the drinks, right? And one of my friends had already poured out a beer, was drinking his beer, and when we were stepping outside, because it was like an outdoor in front of the house sort of event. We're all on the lawn and everything. We see one of our friends who was supposed to bring the drinks, right? Crash right into a light pole, right? And right when he crashed into the light pole, we all screamed and a couple people ran over there. And then my friend who had poured the beer was like, oh my God, I dropped my drink, right? On its own, not good. In reference to something much bigger happening, nobody ended up caring, right? And that's how it felt. Like, it's insane. Like we are not crazy. We're not crazy. They're crazy. You know what I mean? We're not crazy. They're crazy. We said it already. They're crazy. They just don't listen. They don't listen. How do you not listen when it's everybody saying it? You know? Like, there was one time in particular where Biden was struggling to say something. And even Trump, even Donald Jail Trump, looked at Biden, and you could see it on his face. He was like, is this motherfucker all right? And you can tell because I've never seen this on Trump's face ever. Trump had an actual eyebrow arc of concern. I've never seen him have that ever. He's never looked as phased to me as when he was looking at Biden next to him going, is it? Like, it wasn't an act. Trump was genuinely wincing, which concerns me because he was the closest to him, which means something worse was going on in person close to him than what we even saw. We think we up close because the camera's zooming in. No, Trump hears him fighting to breathe. It felt so terrible. It felt like when you're a kid, when you're a little kid, and you get into it with another little kid, and they're bullying you, right? And you tell that kid, my dad could beat your dad. And then maybe you go home, and maybe you go home with a shiner, maybe you go home with some cuts and bruises, and your dad asks, what happened? And you're like, hey, this kid's been bullying me, right? And I tried to tell my teacher, and she didn't do anything. And so your dad's like, okay, I'm going to go to school. I'm going to go to school tomorrow. We're going to sort this out. And maybe he goes to pick you up and settle things up with the teacher right when the bully's dad comes and tries to settle things up with the teacher too, because his kid told him a different story, you know? His kid told him, hey, this kid at school is being a bitch, so I had to hold him down and everything. And the teacher is like, look, everyone's here. Maybe we can mediate. And so they do that thing that schools do where they don't really know how to help. You know what I mean? They're just like, if you could stop, that'd be great. Or not. I didn't see it, so whatever. But don't fight, because we have a zero tolerance policy on violence. So even if you fight back, you're going to get expelled. You know what I mean? So then now it's just you and this kid that you know bullies you. And then him and his dad teaching him his ways, and your dad teaching you his ways. And now they're outside, you know? And maybe your dad tries to have a heart-to-heart with the other dad, because both two dads of kids. And so he says to him, he's like, hey, look, can you... it was 1969. And then the bully dad goes, is this motherfucker all right? Like, it felt crazy. Because we knew. And we didn't know this exact thing would happen, but we knew we didn't feel good, and we knew we didn't feel good for months. You know what I mean? Before there was ever a debate. When we just knew it was going to be an election, we didn't feel good. That should tell everyone something. Not feeling good about an election that isn't even going to happen for another year, because we knew who the contenders were early on, right? Some people tried to run the Republican Party and they got washed, right? But we knew it was going to be Trump, and we knew it was going to be Biden for a very long time, and we didn't feel good since last year. And no one took that to heart, Republican or Democrat. People did not feel good, right? You ever get cold feet a year before the wedding? Because if so, maybe you shouldn't do it, you know? Maybe they're not the one. We're not crazy, they're crazy. You understand that, right? Like, it's not us. It's not us at all. Because, you know, we have eyes and ears and we use them or whatever. And that's the other thing that really stuck out to me is that, you know, no one really talks about Trump's performance because of Biden's, but Trump didn't do that well. There was a lot of open lying to the point where what do you do in that situation? Like, everyone was kind of trashing the moderators for not doing some live fact-checking in the moment. Sure, but what do you do when somebody lies that much? And how they lied, right? Because this is the thing. We found out last night that the tactics work. Trump lies fast. He talks so fast that when you hear the lie, you're like, but he didn't stutter, so it sounded kind of true. Like, I know it's not right because I was there. Because that's the other thing. He'll be lying about stuff that we all remember him being president. We were here. So don't tell me it was different. I was then. And Biden, I'm assuming, is trying to tell the truth. He's saying something. But we found it that, like, you know, a fast lie beats an unintelligible truth. It It does. Even in your personal lives, it does. Let's say you're out with friends, right? Out with friends. And then let's say, you know, you've been bad. You've been terrible even. You did a little cheating, right? And then you get caught. And now they're holding the cell phone in front of you and they're like, who is this, right? And then you say, who is it? How am I supposed to know everybody that's in my phone? Do you know everybody that's in your phone? That's crazy. People got contacts in their phone all the time. They don't remember. Sometimes I go through my phone and I look at my contacts. And I'm like, who are these people? Who are any of these people? It's a lie that almost sounds kind of fairly true. Like, do you remember every contact in your phone all the time? No. Or let's say you were out and somebody tried to get you to be bad. They tried to try to get you to do some cheating. And you were like, no, I don't want to cheat. No, I love them. Get away from me, right? But later, let's say later, unbeknownst to you, one of your friends thinking they're doing you a favor or maybe playing around or playing too much, right? They hand your phone to that person and that person puts their number in your phone, right? So now when your partner is holding the phone up to you, who is this in your phone? What's this number? And you try to tell the truth and you go, ah. Because before, in 1969, because what do we do now? What's the plan? You know what I mean? What's the plan? Are we gonna move on like nothing happened? Or are we gonna just hope for the best? What's really the plan? Because we're acting as if there aren't other people that can run, and we're acting that way because of the circular thinking. Because look, Legacy media, sometimes I trash them. People in the DNC, sometimes I trash them. But the thing that they weren't wrong about is the reasoning that lets you land where you were before. It's not lazy. It's not out of not caring. It's out of not having a belief and knowing your options. That's what happens. And it happened to both parties, by the way, right? It happened in both scenarios where there were people in the national conventions of these parties not really sure where to go from here. And so you go with what worked last time. Even if it's not going to work this time. You know? And I think it's tough. It's tough when you have something like that, right? Something where unequivocally we can all look at it and be like, yes, the man is old and maybe it wasn't his night, but this looks very bad and it does not inspire confidence in us. It doesn't inspire confidence in the people that we want to vote for this man, if nothing else, so the other man can't win, or because we really believe in the policies and the actions of this man, right? It doesn't help. And then you have people who are those could be contenders, right? Because there's a conspiracy theory that I'd like to believe. And I'll share it with you, but I have no evidence for what I'm saying. There's a conspiracy that they wanted this debate. People in the DNC want this debate to be before the convention so that if he didn't perform well, there'd be time to rally behind someone else and replace him. I don't know if that's going to happen, but it looks like a setup. It looked like... looks like a setup if I ever seen one. You know? Because the idea that he was at Camp David prepping for this debate for a week and that they actually made him prep, because he was hoarse. Why is this man hoarse? It's because they had him really talking like he was going to be out there dunking on Trump instead of just giving him a week-long nap. Let that man rest. Y'all worked him so hard, he showed up with a cold. set him up to fail, right? Because who else could it be, you know? Some people say Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom's a tough one, though, because then, right after the debate, Gavin Newsom goes up there and does a full-on Ron DeSantis. Because remember when Ron DeSantis was running against Trump, he just didn't want to say Trump's name yet. He was like, I'm not running yet or whatever. And then it finally got time for them to run and he announced. And then he had a little bit of momentum, but then he had to go toe-to-toe with Trump and he didn't know how to do it. So he got aired out in front of everybody, right? I think Gavin Newsom had similar ideas. He was like, look, I'm going to support the president this time. I'm going to be in everybody's good graces. I'll run in 2028, right? But if there's ever a time, it's now. And it doesn't help when he goes on TV right after the debate and tries to negate everything that we just saw. Because it makes me trust him less. You know what I mean? When they're asking him, how do you feel about his performance? I mean, he's like, oh, come on, everyone has an off night. That's happened to everybody. I've been alive for a while. That has not happened to me. You know? Or you get Gretchen Whitmer. Gretchen. You know what I like about Gretchen Whitmer? Gretchen Whitmer would be good because Gretchen Whitmer, they already tried to kidnap her. So They and Ari tried to kidnap her, so that already right there is like that's a die of January 6th right there. So she has some experience, like when they come, you know what I mean? When I can.